More than 21 million voters have already cast their ballots in the 2020 election, according to the U.S. Elections Project. And you can tell by the lines in some places. There have been record numbers of early voters in Georgia, Texas, Ohio, and Illinois this week. In Georgia on Monday, the first day of early in-person voting, more than 128,000 people cast their votes, far more than the 91,000 votes cast on the first day of early voting back in 2016. And some people spent almost the whole day waiting in line. One was Alexis Henshaw, who's a professor. Another was Antoinette Alvarado, a pastor. They join us now. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Antoinette, let me start with you. How long did you have to wait in line to vote early on Monday?
4.5 hours.
Wow. And what about you, Alexis?
We waited a little over 9 hours.
Wow. And where were you voting, Antoinette, and what was the mood like there and with a line like that?
Well, I voted in Rockdale County. I live in Conyers, Georgia, which is in Rockdale County, Georgia. And the mood was, it was a very good mood. Everyone was very pleasant and patient. And we all were excited to be there. And it was a very friendly environment, warm environment. People were helping one another in the line. If someone had to leave the line to go get something from their car, a chair, or water, or go to the restroom, people were very courteous to hold their spot. And so I found it a very pleasant experience.
Alexis, what about you? 9 hours? Were people all pretty calm and happy?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, same kind of thing, especially after a few hours into it, you know, people were really helping each other out, making sure everyone had access to food and to water. Not that people were happy about the wait, but they were pretty patient during it.
Well, and Antoinette, a lot of people have said this is clear voter suppression, making people wait that long to vote in an election. What do you think about that?
Well, I do think it is a part of voter suppression, and Georgia has a history of voter suppression, particularly in communities of color. So, yes, it is a form of voter suppression when we have to wait in lines, when we don't have enough machines or machines aren't working, or we don't have enough polling sites open to handle the electorate. So it is a form of voter suppression.
Alexis, what do you think?
I mean, I tend to agree. I'm a political scientist. I've also lived in 7 different states in the United States, and I've really never seen anything like the wait that we had to go through this week.
Why did you decide to stick it out, Alexis?
So my husband's father passed away of coronavirus back in April, and so it was really important to him that his voice be heard in this election. And given everything that had been going on with questions surrounding mail-in ballots and the postal service and that kind of thing, he just really didn't want to take the chance that we might not get a ballot in time or that we might not be able to return it in time. So it was very important to him that we go in person and get that out of the way. And I didn't really feel like I was in a position to say no to that. So, you know, we stayed for that reason.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you.
Antoinette, what about you? Why did you stick it out?
For very similar reasons. I have, as a pastor, I have had members who have lost family members to coronavirus. I have not personally lost anyone to the coronavirus, but I have had to facilitate pastoral care for members who have been impacted. And this virus is impacting communities of color in a way that has not impacted other communities. And so it's very important to me as a pastor, a community leader, and as a woman of color to have my voice heard. My family was there. My mother was there. My mother is 74 years old, and she voted on Monday. She waited in line. She didn't have to wait as long as I did because they had made accommodations for her because of her age and because of her mobility issues. But it was important to us as a family. So my husband and I, my children, my sisters, my nieces, my daughter, my son, we had 3 generations of our family who voted in person on Monday. And it's a family tradition. And so we felt it was very important to uphold a tradition in our family, in our culture, to be there in person. And I did not trust the mail-in system because of what's been going on with the mail and the rhetoric around it and the politicization of the whole mail-in ballot made me uncomfortable. So I felt it was my duty to be there, and I really was honored to be there and enjoy the experience.
That is Antoinette Alvarado, who stood in line for more than 4 hours to vote early in Georgia this week. Alexis Henshaw also speaking with us. She stood in line for 9 hours. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us and for doing what you did to perform your civic duty and vote in this election. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.